Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our kids are so awesome.
For everybody else out there, go to Tyler's. They're having their fundraiser for the choir tonight from now until 9 o'clock. So just make sure. Just want to give a shout out for you all. I'm hoping the meeting will be over by then.
Just so we're clear, that's showing a celebration of you guys for the work you do on behalf of our students, our staff, and our administration. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. That was
thank
wonderful.
Thank you, guys.
I think we should do that every single meeting.
Yeah.
That was a nice way to start.
Yeah, I can't imagine that there'd be a better way to start a meeting off for that. All right. I guess we will go ahead and start off our organizational meeting. I'd like to go ahead and call to order this Tuesday, January 15th, organizational meeting here at City Hall. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga.
Present.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Here.
Mrs. Questenberry.
Here.
Mr. Whitman.
Here.
Mr. Begany.
Here. Now, may I please ask Paul Machette and Jocelyn Van Dyne to come on down and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. You can go ahead and just stand in front of the podium, and you can take it away when you're ready.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. They are members of the Summit Road STEM Elementary Character Choir, Character Council, so I got choir on the brain today. Thank you very much. First item is the election of board president.
I would like to nominate Joseph Begany for the position of board president.
A second.
Any other nominations?
I don't have a nomination. I simply will utter my standard disclaimer of I think we should in some form rotate especially in this dynamic where we could lose you. And you've been the only president on this board that is currently sitting up here. So I think we should make sure as a board to prepare for that eventuality or possibility.
Can I add to that, Mr. Barger, that this is my second year as vice president, or this will be coming in if I shouldn't make any assumptions, should I? But I'm hoping to serve as vice president, and I've actually asked Tammy Miller to enroll me in a board membership, mastering your board leadership skills, which I have already been scheduled for, so I hope to hone in on some of those skills a little bit more, because I agree as well that there should be some turnover in this position as well.
I also agree. In fact, at this meeting last year, I was recommending that you study President Begany closely over the year, and I was kind of thinking that maybe we'd, you'd move on in, but based on some of what you shared with me earlier and just the meeting now, I say, okay, maybe, another year is, or if we get you as vice president and you continue to work on the leadership skills, and perhaps, you'd be prepared for the eventuality of, if we, to serve as president, should that need arise, so.
Okay. Any other comments? Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
And Mr. Begany?
Abstain. Just a quick briefing. It is a privilege and an honor to serve in this capacity. We've done some great things here in Reynoldsburg, and I think that we will continue to do some great things. And while I may be the president, the reality is that I cannot do this job alone. All five members up here contribute more than I think most people realize in terms of hours, meetings, conversations, random thoughts about how to make our district better. And so I would like to thank all the board members this evening for their contributions to everything to make our district the best place that we can be, because I know we're all here for that purpose. So thank you very much. Item 3.01, election of the board vice president.
I'd like to nominate Mrs. Dunlap to resume the role of vice president.
I would like to second. Any discussion?
Not on this one.
Okay. Seeing none, Madam Treasurer.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Abstain.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Now that those are out of the way, we will move on to the approval of tonight's agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion? Any changes or additions?
No.
No? All right. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 5.01, we'll be setting the dates and times of our regular Board of Education meetings. I believe if you look up on the screen, you can see typically, again, we're that third Tuesday of the month. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Questenberry. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Is there any discussion about the days?
I do have a quick concern, and it's not specifically on this. I've checked. We did our September meeting of last year. Was on a high holy day. I was still here, but I know this year we are good on that. I don't know for other faiths, so I want to make sure, did we check to ensure that any of the faiths with holy days would have off on these days to be sure that we can properly represent and properly allow everyone to attend?
I'm trying to, running through the calendar in my mind.
I couldn't think of any, so yeah. I was just wondering if anyone else had any.
I have no
that, okay. That had not occurred to me. Thank you for bringing it up. I would recommend that we approve the schedule as proposed, but then be willing to entertain motions to make adjustments if needed for holy days of various faiths. Yeah.
Good idea. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 6.01, Robert's Rules of Order. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I figured you would be first, Mr. Barga. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to say that, of course, We've had instances, you know, various meetings during the past year where, you know, the gaps in our knowledge about, you know, Robert's Rules of Order have, you know, come to light. And I'd like to say that, you know, we continue to learn and improve. Also, from last year or the 2017 OSBA conference, a good point of view I learned about Robert's Rules of Order is that they're sort of like, you know, they're rules of the road. If you don't follow them all the time, it's not always going to cause a disaster. But just like when traffic gets heavy and there are more cars on the road, and then it, you know, then it becomes more important to have those rules in place. So even if we don't always, you know, succeed in following it by, you know, by the letter, I still think it's good to have them in place and aspire to follow them where we can.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Next item, 7.01, the establishment of committees. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Questenberry. I did want to start out with one quick comment before we go into too much of this. Of the committees that are listed, the only one that I know has not met regularly is the Personnel Committee. I don't know if that is something that is a necessity anymore at this point in time. However, I wanted to get board input before we decide if this is something we're going to keep or not. Any thoughts?
I feel that we established that committee at a time when we felt we needed it. It hasn't met because I don't really feel we need that anymore. Going back to some of the OSBA training that I've gone through as well, you know, committees come and go, and sometimes we establish committees for a specific need, and it's fine to go ahead and abolish that once the need is no longer present. And so those are my thoughts. I would concur that Personnel Committee is no longer needed.
I'd like to make a motion. I mean, do we have to motion to remove that particular one?
Is it a superintendent committee or is it a
board
presidential?
It's a board committee.
In which case it is your discretion, Mr. President.
Okay. I don't feel that it is necessary. Now, the other committee that was created at that time is our safety committee, which I think does a fabulous mm-hmm. job. We do have periodic meetings of our safety committee to try and keep community members, parents, and staff aware of safety issues that may come before the district, so everyone's aware that we are doing everything we can to provide a safe learning environment for our students. I would hope that that would stay on. Beyond that, I do agree with Mr. Barga and Mr. Whitman when we talk about kind of sharing the wealth of knowledge a little bit. So if those of you on the board that would like to submit their preferences for future committees, if you want to keep in mind, maybe you want to take a crack at something you didn't have the last time, something along those lines, so we can prepare for whatever eventualities may come our way, that would be great. If you want to go ahead and send those through me through email in the next couple of days, then we can go ahead and get those established and get those in order, because I doubt it will be very long before we need to have one. I believe, actually, what calendar meets in 2 days?
And outcomes.
And outcomes. Maybe in 2 days.
Maybe in 2 days, yeah.
Hmm? Maybe in 2 days.
Yeah. Maybe
yeah, I think
in
2 days,
right.
Yeah. We're looking to reschedule.
So that would be an option for that. If there's no other discussion.
Are the board appointees, do we have to vote on that, or is that, again, your discretion?
You typically the board president's discretion.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Usually I try and spread the wealth around as best as we can. If there are no other questions, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. 8.01, establishing a board service fund. This is a fund where board members can use to attend OSBA training, mm-hmm. professional development
yes.
within the cause, things of that nature. Do I have a motion before we discuss?
So move.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion before we move on? I don't. Oh, go ahead.
So how much of it did we use this year with OSBA?
I knew we were going to ask that question.
It would not be anywhere near what you're establishing at. We went to the Capitol Conference. You guys went to some OSBA trainings, which are usually like $200, $250. Probably, if I were to guess, $2,000 or less.
Okay, thank you.
But I think having it higher, if there is a conference that comes up that we think is really worthwhile to go to, this would allow you to go to it.
Okay.
And I assume it was properly rolled back into the general fund?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. There's no other discussion?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 9.01, authorize the treasurer to conduct regular financial matters. I guess that's important. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Barga. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion? Madam Treasurer, you ready to spend our money? Wisely?
Diligently and frugally.
There we go. There's no other discussion. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 10.01, authorization of the Director of Operations Services and Business Manager to enter into and execute contracts. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion?
The amount of $25,000, does that still seem about, you know, a reasonable threshold?
The state threshold is $50,000, but I do prefer the $25,000.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no other discussion, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item number 11.01, authorize the superintendent to hire staff and accept resignations on behalf of the board. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Questenberry. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 12.01, appointment of the Title IX and 504 coordinator. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman and second by Ms. Questenberry. Is there any discussion? Seeing none?
Just kind of a reminder for, you know, everybody in the audience what, you know, what this position encompasses. Mm-hmm.
That person makes sure we're in compliance with Title IX and with 504, would execute any issues, discrepancies, or questions about those issues.
Typically relating to discrimination?
Discrimination and
equal opportunity?
Correct. Okay. And access as well.
Okay. Just making sure that we all speak, you know, legalese and, you know, school. So, any other comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 13.01, authorize the superintendent or the superintendent designee to approve grants. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap, second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion other than you can apply for and get as many grants as you want? Anyone else?
They don't have too many strings attached.
I don't think there's such a thing.
I know.
All right. Seeing no other discussion, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 14.01, approve firms to provide legal services. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
Yes. I would like to reiterate my argument from last year, now better informed, however. I have learned a great deal about this specialization that different parts of the law that we're having to deal with here use, and I fully agree on that dynamic within the specialization. However, I do believe that we should continue to at least acknowledge the charter of the city and keep the city attorney on the list, even if it's for things such as points of order questions, things where a specialized knowledge is not needed in school law, and there is no profit margin attached to our cost of incurring that service. Beyond that, I have no issue, and yet again, as this would require me to judge other attorneys, would have to abstain.
I'm curious, Mr. Barga, would that require us to pay a fee to the city attorney?
Pursuant to the charter, the city attorney must offer the services at cost. The exact nature of that billing, if there's a discrepancy, I don't know of any case law in that, but that is a requirement upon the city attorney, and the city has attempted to change that in the past, and it was rejected by the voters. The school board, however, is not bound to the charter, so obviously can do as we see fit within that dynamic.
It's always an entertaining option. I'm sure the people across the street would love to have that presented to them at some point.
Superintendent Brown, can I just ask you to just give us a little rundown as to what the specialty of each of these are, in particular Pebble and Wagner?
Pebble and Wagner typically deals with some superfluous issues that perhaps there's too much any conflict of interest with our primary. Bricker & Eckler is our primary firm that we utilize for almost everything. Other than that, Under, LeBoon, Rankin & Boggs deals with our
Board of Revisions.
One more time?
Board of Revisions.
Thank you, Board of Revisions. I have not used them since I've been here. And then Britton is just another firm that just in case we wanted some additional legal support.
Okay. And to point out, too, that the Ohio School Boards Association has often served to their legal department
absolutely,
to answer some rather simple questions that that I have had, also having to do with education. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah,
another good source.
Our relationship with the OSBA permits us to do that without actually having an approval on the list here.
Right, and no fee.
Right.
Because those are included
correct
in our costs. So,
yeah.
Nice service to have.
All right. Any other discussion?
Mr. Superintendent, so what are your thoughts regarding Board Member Barga's suggested addition of the city attorney?
I don't have any.
Okay. Then I move that we add item number five, a fifth item to the list, the city attorney.
Seconded.
Okay. Madam Treasurer, would you call a vote to the addition?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion approved. We'll add the city attorney to that list for if needed. Does that just that's the just the amendment?
That's
so we
just
saw
the amendment,
do we
yes
have to do a reauthorization of the do we have to do another motion for the for
no,
everything?
No, you've now amended the original motion. You can now vote on it.
All right. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll on the original or the entirety of it all.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Abstain.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Welcome to the Lawyer Club. 15.01, approved membership in the Ohio School Boards Association. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
I do have some discussion on this, and I'm very torn on what it would be. I received a letter last week from the OSBA. I think most of us probably have, summarizing what they have done for their members over the past year. Quite a lot of that is exceptional and a extremely good value. The Central Conference, all of us got a lot out of, you know, as member Dunlap brought up, their legal services, which we've all, I think the three of us I know at least have used, and I don't know about the other two members, but is a great service. There's a lot of good that they do. However, the letter also highlighted certain lobbying activities, which caused me to question whether that constitutes as a political advocacy and whether it would be appropriate for the board with that. It creates a problem because they are lobbying activities that relate to education and directly to the district, which means that it's a political area that ethically the board has no issue going into comparatively to other issues. But at the same point, I don't know per se if that is a proper use of the money, but the benefits we gain from it are extensive, expansive, and well worth it. So I have some concerns with that that I just wanted to make apparent to the board, but the reality is they're a great organization, and my only concern is that potential ethical issue, but I don't really have a concern with them otherwise.
Okay.
I would, I think, in response to you know to their lobbying, the things they lobby for is a platform that they you know debate and settle on with the input of you know lots of mm-hmm. you know all the members. And in fact, Board Member Dunlap,
I served as a delegate there? For Eastland Fairfield, and Board Member Quessenberry served as a delegate for Eastland, or I'm sorry, for Reynoldsburg.
Mm-hmm. So I think. You know, if as members of OSBA, it's you know incumbent upon us to express our you know, our concerns and desires and things, so that then as all board members, you know, as everyone does that, then the platform they eventually arrive at hopefully is, you know, is close to a representation of the overall membership.
That's essentially when I've been playing with it since we got that letter, and the reality is that's really where I've concluded is it is a trade organization. It is a lobbying group, but it's really a trade organization for school boards, for school board members, and the stuff we get, the benefits we get, that's all because of that. It's very similar to most that sort of entities, and what they focus on usually is going to be something that I think benefits the district, even if I don't necessarily think we should take a position on it. Usually it's going to be beneficial to our students. So I do agree with that logic, and that's where I think I ended up. But I'm cautious with that, and that's only what I wanted to have entered.
Okay. Good to be aware.
There's no other discussion. Madam Treasurer.
Mr. Barga.
Aye.
Mr. Whitman.
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry.
Aye.
Mr. Begany.
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 16.01, resolution regarding gifts, incentives, and amenities. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Barga. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Questenberry. Any discussion? For those of you that can't read the tiny print behind me, basically we're not going to be benefiting whereas the board recognizes the value in providing meals, refreshments, and other amenities for students, staff, retirees, board members, and citizens who participate in meetings, professional development, recognitions, or other occasions deemed as appropriate by the superintendent. Board of Education recognizes value in honoring and recognizing student, staff, retirees with tools, gifts, awards, and other amenities. Be it resolved, the Board of Education hereby affirms that these expenses do serve a valid and proper public purpose by enhancing morale, improve rapport with the community, staff, and students, encouraging participation in meetings, and furthering of other legitimate interests. Basically, that means we're not trying to buy any votes out here for anything. So that's what that's all about. So, any other discussion points? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 17.01, motion for adjournment of the organizational meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Questenberry. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. First meeting adjourned. But wait, there's more. Tuesday, January 15th.